Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. This radio program talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate today right here in Los Angeles. Take the opportunity to ask your host, Gil Azcarotti of eXp Realty, one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States, about his incredible experiences in the real estate market. From agents to owners to property managers, fixing and flipping houses, and everything in between, he has seen it all. These topics and more right here, right now on Real Estate Radio LA. And now your host, Gil Azcarotti.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. I am your host, Gil Azcarotti, the real estate agent to the stars, and you are all stars to me. Real Estate Radio is dedicated to real estate right here in Los Angeles, in La La Land, with all this craziness. And we have a special show today, very special. But before that, I got to take care of the lawyer stuff. My DRE number is 01298646. This show is for information and entertainment purposes only, not intended to give you legal or business advice, so please consult your local professional. But I would listen to me, because I'm going to do it for free. Gil Azcarotti, 25 years in real estate, and I know everything not to do. That's really good advice right there. So I have a couple of special guests. This is a special show. It is a real estate show, so we're going to have to somewhere tie it into real estate so I can write it off on my taxes. But we have this special event. We are here right now in Warner Center in Woodland Hills with this unbelievable event, and I've got these two masterminds of this whole craziness that's going on. Diana Williams is one of our guests, and Diana is with the longest Chamber of Commerce name in the history of the world. It's West Valley Warner Center Chamber of Commerce. Diana, welcome to Real Estate Radio LA.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you are one of my local heroes. And we also have a young, strapping young man, Dan Stroll, who I had the pleasure of going to high school with, class of 82 and 83. He graduated after me, but somehow he is much older. Dan Stroll, the president and CEO of a company called Good Suite in Woodland Hills. Danny, welcome to Real Estate Radio LA.
Thanks, Gil, friend. Happy to be here.
Oh, you know, this is really a joy. 40 years of friendship, and we both have to control ourselves. But let's get into it. Diana, the Chamber, you've done some incredible stuff in the West Valley. Tell us about how you got into the Chamber, and then we'll get into the event.
Okay. Well, you know, it's really busy here. We've got a lot of exciting things happening, so I'm going to just get through this really quick here. I've been with the Chamber of Commerce for 15 years now. We have a lot of amazing events that we do annually through our Chamber of Commerce and also through our Community Benefit Foundation. The foundation serves as an educational foundation. So we have a disaster preparedness fair at this wonderful Grateful Hearts event. We have a car show and so many exciting events right there at Grateful Hearts.
So you've been doing this for 15 years. How did that vision come? How did you get into not only the Chamber, but all of a sudden heading up this incredible event that's going on right now, the Grateful Hearts? How did that come from a vision to reality?
I have been running businesses my entire adult life, and I've always had a passion for the local small business owner. And this is just right up my alley, and I'm so pleased that I found the Chamber of Commerce.
This has just been
an amazing.
So Diana, we just lost Diana. She's going to try to come back, but she had the vision for 15 years of this event that was going on Thursdays afternoon to raise money. So the Grateful Hearts is to raise money for local police and fire. And she tells me the story about 2019. She has the pleasure of meeting my good buddy, Dan. Dan, tell me about what happened when you met her and all of a sudden you wanted to get involved in this incredible event.
So, yeah, I met Diana in 2018 when they were doing this event that I just happened to stumble upon down the street from my office. And I said, what is this? Grateful Hearts supporting the police and fire? And I said, I've got to get involved in that. How can I help? Here's some money, buy food, whatever you got going on. I love it. Can I get on the board? And so I joined the board, and we started planning, and I learned all about the Chamber and Diana and the amazing things that they do, and learned all about the event. And then when COVID hit, nobody was doing anything about this event. I couldn't, you know, there was people in charge and they weren't doing anything. I said, let's do it. And she, I said, can I be in charge and run this thing? And she said, okay. So that's what we did.
She's amazing. And she really is an amazing networker and an incredible organizer. And you had the vision. You had the vision of doing this a lot bigger instead of a Thursday afternoon thing. So what is the Grateful Hearts event that we are doing right now? So if people don't know about it, please jump in your car, go to Woodland Hills, and this is what we've got for you right now. And this is Dan and Diana's vision and a lot of other people. What is going on around us?
It's like Disneyland here, Gil. And I know you're over by the car show, and there's a ton of cars there, and Jay Leno's walking around, and I hope you got to meet him. And we're on our second band right now, and there's a third band coming later today, which is the Action Figures Band, all celebrities, Debbie Gibson. It's going to be amazing. We have, you know, the Rams are here doing stuff. We've got the Disaster Preparedness, Great Food, the firefighters and the police officers are cooking right now, and people are munching. There's a beer garden going. There's Play LA, a ton of kids out there having a ball. They're jumping on the Rams devices, and there's pets to see, and there's tons of stuff.
So ladies
and
gentlemen,
it's like Disneyland for adults and kids.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, if you are anywhere near this Woodland Hills, please come and support. We are raising money for local police and fire departments. How much money, Dan, because you really have been incredible to take this thing from 1 to 2,000 people. We're probably estimating 6 to 8,000 people, and it's free to get in, and there's free music. But what do you think is going to come out of all this, and why did you do it?
Well, the money is part of it, but it's not the biggest part. The biggest part is the community hug that's going on here and, you know, meeting your local heroes and thanking them and them thanking you, and it's just a big hug. And you just want this community to come together like they never have before. And I kind of saw this as, you know, with the Rams moving in and just kind of what's going on with the craziness of people not really respecting our local police officers, I thought this was a time to, you know, make it real. And
give back to our community. This is where we grew up. This is Woodland Hills. We are El Camino conquistadors from class of 82-83. And
can you say that anymore?
You still can you say conquistadors anymore? But it's amazing because we've seen Woodland Hills finally grow up, because again, Dan and I have been in this community our whole lives. And we saw the promenade basically vacant. And the village, you remember back in the day, Dan, because you're much older than me, I don't know if your memory is still all there, but do you remember back what the village used to be?
Well, I remember the slide.
There was the blue
Vega theater.
The blue slide. Uh-huh. There was a theater on the corner.
But you're old enough to remember the orange groves here, right?
No, I don't. No. But it was also, wasn't it also an outdoor trampoline?
Oh, that was the best.
Right?
Outdoor
trampoline. So this area, I used to say Woodland Hills was sort of lost because we had Sherman Oaks and Encino, Tarzana, and then it sort of skipped over to Calabasas, and Woodland Hills was sort of lost. Now we've got these incredible restaurants now, the Rams coming in, so we don't want to assume everybody knows what we're talking about. The L.A. Rams are putting their corporate offices in Woodland Hills. They're building a small stadium, practice stadium, hotels, the money in Woodland Hills. If you're looking for a good investment, I always say everybody's looking for the next Austin. Everybody's looking for the next Pebble Beach. It's right in our backyard, Woodland Hills. And you saw giving back to the community, but giving back to our local police and fire. And this was 2018, 2019. That was before COVID. That was before defunding the police. And that was before our community around us in L.A. and California have lost their minds. So you did this way before. And it couldn't have been better timing, because where's the money going? We say it's not about the money. It is, too, because this is a fundraiser. We're selling. It's free to get in. The music is free and all that. But we're selling food. The tacos are being cooked up by the police and fire department, chili cook-off, car show, guys. 100 cars are here, classic cars, and meet Jay Leno. He got on board right away. But this was Dan's vision because it was small, and then all of a sudden, you got the Rams. And then once you got the Rams, Anheuser-Busch and Jay Leno, and it started really growing in and morphing into something really, really big. So I compliment you on your vision, but making it happen. But this was 2018, 2019, and you saw that all of a sudden our police and fire were not being respected, and you wanted to give back, and I thank you for that. What can you tell people in a nutshell why they should come here and spend some time and spend some money with us?
Well, the money's going directly to our local police and fire department folks, you know, to help improve their facilities, 100%.
100% of the proceeds. The amount of time that the board has spent, Dan, and you are a very successful business person. You have kids and you have a life. You didn't really need to do this, and I'm sure you didn't realize how much time, because I see it every single day. This is his full-time job for the last 3 months. But it is to raise money to give back to our local community. What's that money for?
Well, it literally goes to the facilities that the police department have to work from and the fire department. You know, they're there 24 hours shifts, so they live there, they sleep there. Some of their stuff is very outdated, and they need to get better equipment, helmets, gloves, all that kind of stuff, and just everything that could make their jobs better, make them faster, being able to do what they need to do, and cleaner, and just there's so many things that they just is not in the budget. So this helps pay for a lot of things, and you know, there's a widows and orphans fund, and there's a lot of different things that, you know, they need donations, and this is where it goes to, and we put it in their hands in the local offices for them to be able to do more in their facilities.
That's the beauty of it. It's staying here, right? Sometimes you give to these organizations, and first of all, you find out that 75% of it's going to administration. This is 100% going to our local police and fire department. We're not going to get involved. We're not going to tell them what to do. That you have to spend it on this. Whatever they need, all of a sudden, they're going to have tens of thousands of dollars to spend as they wish. What's your goal? Because I remember you've always had a goal, a big number when we first heard it, of how much money we're going to raise locally.
Well, I'd like to raise $200,000. I don't know if we'll be able to get there. That's a lot of money, but let's see what this community can do.
Let's do it, right? We need a couple of thousand people that weren't going to come, and now you're getting in the car right now. Come join us and spend some money, eat some food, meet Dan. It is going to be a great event. Dan, I'm going to take a quick break. Can you stay on for a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break and a commercial about me. It's actually a commercial about the Grateful Hearts event that we are at right now. So please jump in your car and come on over to Woodland Hills on Topanga and Oxnard, Warner Center Park. We'll be back right after this. Hi, Gil Ascarotti of Real Estate Radio LA. Join me for the 15th annual Grateful Hearts event to raise money for local police and fire departments. Saturday, April 6th at Warner Center Park in Woodland Hills. Join Jay Leno and his classic car collection. Take pictures with the Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders. Great food, great live music, and free admission. Sponsored by Dan Stroll of Good Suite in Woodland Hills, the West Valley Warner Center Chamber of Commerce, the Los Angeles Rams, Vista Ford, and AM 870 The Answer. That's Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 4 p.m. at Warner Center Park in Woodland Hills. For more information regarding sponsorship or entering a classic car or selling your house, reach out to me, Gil Ascarotti of eXp Realty, or go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. See you on April 6th. Bring the kids a grateful heart and show our local heroes some love. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio LA with my special guest, Dan Stroll, one of the loves of my life. Dan, thank you, buddy. Thank you for doing this. I love when we took that break, we are actually talking about, it's just not a donation, you don't get anything for it. So tell us what the people should come and do what and buy some hero bucks and how that all works.
So come on down. There's still plenty to go. The Action Heroes, Action Figures band hasn't gone on yet. They're amazing. Come down here and buy some Hero Bucks. And the beauty of it, it's a donation. It's 100% donation, but you can actually use the Hero Bucks to buy food or beer or raffle tickets or T-shirts.
JJ heard beer, and then all of a sudden he started smiling.
I'm definitely getting some Hero Bucks.
Yeah, yeah. Calm down, JJ. Okay, you can't start drinking yet. But that's a great point. Usually you get this donation, you don't see it.
Yeah, usually you donate, and you know it's a good feeling. Living is giving. That's a great thing. And then it's gone. But in this case, you actually get something for it, and you can eat. Get a cool tri-tip sandwich made by the firefighters.
I say we're going to see it twice. You're going to see it, you're going to eat it, you're going to listen to it, and then it's going to come back into our community, and the police are going to be, you know, just better taken care of, and our firefighters are just going to be full of love. So I love that what you said, community hug. Dan, you are one of the most humble people I've ever met. Nobody thought you'd be successful in high school. It is amazing. It's amazing that you pulled it off. Tell me, and I know you do this, you're not doing it to get promoted, you personally, or promote your company. But now that we have thousands of people listening, what does your company do? Because you've been growing so much, and I'm really, really proud of you. What is Good Sweet in Woodland Hills?
Well, so the reason we're doing this whole event, Gil, is to spend more time with you. So if that wasn't obvious enough. But in the meantime, what Good Sweet is a technology company. We do IT services. We manage people's networks. We sell hardware, computers, laptops, copiers, printers, things like that. We've been doing it for 25 years. But one of our core values is living is giving. And so you'll see a ton of Good Sweet people out here working their butt off because they believe that you're not living if you're not giving. And so a lot of people can write a check, but it's giving of our time and our effort and our mind share that makes it more important. And it's people like you with a passion for helping the community that really help us get to events like this, because we couldn't do it alone. Our incredible board, you know, Diana Williams helped me put it together. She like paved the way for many, many years doing this thing, and the fire department really started this. And people like Captain Tom Geekus, recently retired El Camino class of 84. Yeah, shout out to the conquistadors, right? I mean, he's really the guy driving this thing more than anyone.
I didn't know Tom in high school. I've had the pleasure of working with him. He has been unbelievable. He retired like a month or two ago and dedicated full time to this. So, Tommy, we love you. I'm going to see if I can get you, give you a big hug. We're going to have a beer. And we're going to celebrate all the good work that a lot of people have done. So, Dan, but it was your vision. I thank you and I love you. And I tell you that every time I see you, I'm impressed because, again, nobody in high school saw this coming. You are amazing.
So the reason you didn't remember Tom in high school is because he never went to the library. And you were always in the library.
Exactly right. I was hiding from you. But ladies and gentlemen, please come.
Thank you for the kind words, though.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for all you've done. I've loved you. Let's go party now that the microphones are off. Let's go have a beer. Everybody come and join us. Dan, I love you. I'll see you. Give Christiane and the family a big kiss because they're around here working their butts off.
Love you back, my man.
See you in a bit. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We are having a party in Woodland Hills. We need you to come here. This is a fundraiser, but I always say it's a fundraiser because we're raising the fund raise a lot of money. And JJ's here, and we can't wait to get off so we can start having the beer garden. Is got too much beer, JJ.
Yep.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah. So come and join us. We're actually find our booth, AM 870. We've got the music going on. We've got some auctions going on, live auctions. We're trying to raise some money. There's going to be some great stuff going on right now. And I've got the pleasure of introducing another guest, RJ Beaton. He was the gentleman responsible for getting me on the radio. I loved our interview. It's like, you got any experience? No. Have you ever done this before? No. What are you going to talk about? I don't know. Real estate? Hey, great idea.
One of my best shows on the weekend.
And then he really, so I thank you for that, taking my word for it that I thought I got a vision of doing something. But you're one of the head sales guys here at the station. And the thing I want to say, not only thank you publicly for supporting me for the last 2.5-3 years, but when I brought this event to you, you immediately jumped on board and you went and sold it to the higher ups at the company. So thank you. So a little shout out to you. What did you see, RJ, at this event? Because you took on right away.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Gil. You've been a great partner of AM 870 Salem Media Group, one of our premier radio host on the weekend. So thank you for that. And then when you first came to me and mentioned this event to me, I said, absolutely, we want to be a part of this. You know, we're a live and local radio station here in Southern California, primarily in Los Angeles. And when you came to us and said, hey, this is an event that benefits the LA Fire Department, LA Police Department, I said, absolutely, we want to be a part of that. We want to support these guys for the sacrifice that they make and keeping our community safe. And, you know, they've got a really tough job, but anything we can do to give back to those guys and show some respect and some love, count us in. As a matter of fact, this is a wonderful event. So many people here.
The community hug, like
count us in for next year.
Community hug.
Yeah.
But again, you were awesome because we were sort of pitching a vision and said, maybe we're going to get the Rams. Maybe we're going to get Jay Leno. And it turned into something, but you guys really jumped on board, and thank you for that. But now more than ever, especially Officer Jonathan Diller, who just got killed on the line of duty, giving a traffic ticket, and he never comes home.
Yeah.
Police and fire see things they shouldn't see. Nobody prepares them for that. That's why you got involved. We are having some fun. Yeah. The music, you got
the
it all.
Cars, oh my gosh,
we're giving stuff away.
It's a hoot. Love it. You know, getting back to what you said, you know, our first responders are really our first line of defense. And whenever I'm out and about and I see an officer or a fireman, I say, hey, thank you for your service. Because truly, what you just said, Officer Diller, this man had a family, a wife, and a loving son. He's not going home. You know, he leaves his house. They leave their house every morning. They're not sure if they're going to go home.
So, I mean, routine traffic stop? There's nothing routine.
Yeah, I mean, golly, I've got the goosebumps from that. So it's really riveting. But, again, if we can give a little bit back to these men and women for what they do, their public service, truly it's an honor to serve beside them.
Yeah, so we're here, and RJ and I are having some beers, and JJ's licking his chops. But mm-hmm. But the idea is just let's have some fun. It's a community hug. Yep. It's giving back. We are raising some funds. If you haven't eaten, come and join us for lunch and the chili cook-off.
Phenomenal.
The chili cook-off. So, again, on Topanga and Oxnard in Woodland Hills at the Warner Center. We're not promoting a website because there's no time for that.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything going on right now, come and meet RJ, meet myself. We're just having a lot of fun. And we said, so RJ and I are bringing the fun and
absolutely,
the fundraiser.
Yeah.
We're raising fun.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful event. The weather's great. We were a little nervous it might rain, but, man, what a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Here in Southern California, come out and support our first responders. Come by the MA70 booth, say hello to Gil at the
Realty. Yeah, we're giving some stuff away. We're selling T-shirts. It's a lot of fun. So, RJ, thank you again for all you do.
And pleasure.
And thank the higher-ups. And, JJ, it's time. Is it beer time?
It's beer o'clock.
So we're just grateful to be here and be able to give back. Again, this is a real estate show, so I've got to talk real estate so I can write this off on my taxes. And the real estate part of it is Woodland Hills is growing up. I've been here for a long, long time. It's a joy to see what's going on in our community. I've got a lot of stuff going on in real estate. I've got a duplex in Culver City. This is phenomenal real estate. I've got an incredible house that's not on the market yet. Came from the show in Redondo Beach. We've got something overlooking in Pasadena, overlooking the Rose Bowl. Anything to do with real estate, I want to be that source for you. It is a real estate show. I am self-funded. I do not have big sponsors. I'm trying to get Dan and Diana to write me a big fat check, but they keep on insisting that 100% of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds right here today are going back to our local heroes. It's that time, JJ?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. Can we still say God bless you in this country?
We still can.
We can. Well, God bless you, everybody. I hope to see you real, real soon. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our local heroes. And God bless your real estate. This is Gil Ascarotti, realestateradiola.com. Please go to realestateradiola.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio LA with your host, Gil Ascarotti of eXp Realty. If you would like to contact Gil directly, go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. Or call him right now at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. If you're interested in learning more about the unique selling propositions he's spoken about on the show, or if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to join a successful team, Gil is looking for talented, ambitious professionals all over California. Log on to realestateradiola.com or call Gil at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006.